Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. I know it's kind of early, but this is our last shot together to celebrate Christmas this year. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's going to be a great service. Well, thank you, Oren. It is going to be a great service today. So, before we get started, though, I just want to pray for us. As you guys, I think most of you know, I was sick all week, and there's a few other people have been sick all week, and there's people that have been hurt and injured, got health things going on. There's people at home that couldn't even make it in here today. So I just want to start out by praying for God's blessing on all of us that are here and the rest of the family that aren't. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we get to celebrate Christmas. Lord, Christmas points to Easter, and Easter means Resurrection Sunday, Christ coming out of that tomb alive, proof that our sins are forgiven. So as we celebrate Christmas today, we are actually celebrating us being born again, completely forgiven of all of our sins, our consciences washed whiter than snow, so that we could serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, that's what your word says. The whole point of us being forgiven is so we can serve you wholeheartedly without any kind of guilt or condemnation. So today, Lord, as we celebrate your birth, I pray that that you would just pour out your spirit on us, that you would minister to people here that are sick, or people that are injured, that have a health situation going on, anyone that's discouraged or depressed, maybe people are just confused, Lord, but would you please, by the resurrection power that emptied that tomb, would you pour out that same power in us today and heal us, body, soul, and spirit? Those of us that are here now, those of us that are out in the parking lot listening, those of us that are going to listen on the internet sometime this week, Lord, I just pray your blessing on the family of God at Newhall Christian Fellowship. And I pray this in the mighty name of the one and only risen Christ. Amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other, and then we'll continue. Good morning, everybody. Before we go on to the announcements, we have something special today. Our sister Sharon is going to read a poem for us, if you want to go ahead and be seated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What a morning it has been. I'm telling you, I'm glad all of you are here. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I gotta hold this.
Yeah, you gotta hold this. You want me to hold it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll team up on this.
Okay. I wrote this years ago, so I hope you like it. How can we forget? I and a friend of mine was talking about Christmas then and now. I had to admit it was a lot more fun when my kids were small. Now it's as if there's no reason to shop. I told her about the other day when I was shopping downtown. I noticed there was a small group singing carols. Always loved that part of Christmas. The carolers were collecting money for the charities. I just stopped to listen. The music reminded me of a time long ago. And all of a sudden, I wished I could go back. The people was walking by with smiles as they enjoyed the music, and of course, they gave to their Santas from their heart. And at that moment, a warm feeling came over me. Suddenly, I realized Christmas isn't about being alone or with someone or how much you aren't able to spend. It's about love in your heart and giving to others who needed it. It's about touching others and letting them know that they're not alone. It's about sharing your time. Oh, Lord, I forgot among my tears another mother's joy. This is the day that Jesus was born. This child was born, so at least a little while each year, people would care for each other. A little while each year, strangers would have arms around them, and someone dried their tears. Yes, for a little while, I got lost. Each year, a small baby's birth and a Savior's death might be remembered. This is what Christmas is about, sharing love. There's no other way to say it. For a little while each year, it's as if a miracle brings it out. Maybe also when the snow is gone and the bells stop ringing, hearts could still be singing and still reach out. Lips will still say, I care to those who need it. Just maybe a mother's joy and her tears, a baby's birth and a Savior's death will be remembered long after the singing has stopped. So I'll ask again, how can we forget?
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was awesome.
It was.
Thank you. She asked me a couple weeks ago if she could do that. I asked if I could read the poem, and I read it. I'm like, absolutely, let's do that on Christmas morning. So there you go. Thanks for sharing. They had quite the adventure today. They had flat tires and gas stations that wouldn't cooperate. And so they got here a little bit late, but it's because the devil, I think, tried to shut that down and stop it. So thank you, Lord, for bringing them in today. Thank you. So the announcements, let's start out with Angie. Would you like to come up and just do a little bit of an update on the Christmas tree?
Good morning. So I just wanted to thank everybody, first off, for helping pitching in for the Christmas wrapping. I was not here on Wednesday due to not feeling well. And so I just want to thank everybody that came out and helped and really pulled through. I certainly appreciate it, and I know the families did. And I just want to read a little bit. Yesterday they came to pick up their gifts, and so I just wanted to, you know, close the deal, if you will. So I just said, God bless you all and your family, and have a Merry Christmas. So that to me was like, we're done. We're closing everything off. And the responses that I got from both families, just, it's amazing. It truly is. Thank you so much for your family, for your church family, and all that they have done. It simply means the world to us. What a huge blessing, and we will never forget it. Christ is the Savior. The second family came in and replied with Thank you so very much for all of the gifts that you have given, and it truly means so much to us. Have a blessed Christmas, and thank you again, church family. So, to me, it touches my heart. We are beyond blessed with giving and whatever, but these families, the father did come to pick up for one of the families, and he explained to us that the family has been trying so hard. The father, the husband, had COVID, and they've not been able to catch up. And they've been trying so much with their family business. They've got a cotton candy business that they're trying to run and did really good before the whole COVID thing started, but they've been trying to hold on. But it just means the world to them because they're plummeting, and they've got 5 kids, and just this had really touched their heart. So I appreciate every one of you for giving and helping this family. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Angie. Yep. Thank you, everybody. Well done. We affected the lives of 2 families at the perfect time of year. Amen. And so now everybody that they talk to this whole week, guess what their testimony is going to be? God is good. The Church of Jesus Christ is actually operating alive and well. So just a couple of updates, and we'll take the offering. The life group, midweek life groups are off for the rest of the year, except for Youngs are going to meet this Wednesday. So all the other groups are off. If you're lonesome and you still want to go to a group, you can join us at our house on Wednesday at 6:30. So I think that's it. Yep. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Amen. Amen. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've blessed us so much that we can be a blessing. Lord, we really are so blessed we can literally give out of our abundance. And Lord, today we just want to recognize how much you've blessed us by giving back to you, by tithing back to you, Lord, because really everything that we have is a blessing from you. Our jobs are a blessing from you. Being able to work our jobs is a strength that you've given to each one of us, Lord. So we just, with joy-filled hearts, are giving back to you today. And we're asking for you to glorify your name and multiply this offering that we're giving to you, multiply it into this community, Lord. Would you please do this? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Worship team, come on up as baskets go by you. Just, I don't know how many people know. I know I've announced it a couple of times, but just to, like Angie says, kind of put a wrap on this whole thing. We did a special offering about a month ago to help these 2 families. And so that special offering was about $1,500 by the time everything came in. We paid a few different utility bills, 2 for 1 family and another for the other family. We bought all kinds of presents. And then with any money that was left over, we finished it up with gift cards. So all the money that we collected went to those 2 families. So I just want to say thank you, God, and thank you, everyone here. As you know, I firmly believe God's blessed us with a spirit of giving in this place, and so we can always give so abundantly and generously, and then we can enjoy the response as we affect people's lives with what God's already given to us. Amen? Amen. All right. Back to you, Lois.
Good morning. Will you please stand? We're going to sing some of our Christmas favorites today. And after we'll sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We all know that. There's another little extra part that if you watch the Chosen series, you've heard it on there. So we'll add that in too. So are we ready to praise the Lord in this place today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I do want to say, the Hark the Herald Angels, we practiced that this morning, and I had my music out with all the notes on it and everything. When we started out, just today, It's like gone. This page. I have no idea. I mean, it's not sitting here at all. And it's like, okay, is there an attack on this place? You know, is there an attack on what's going to happen? Because I could have ignored that, and then I would get to it and not know what I'm doing. You know. So luckily I had another one, and I quick go over there, and I just copy off what I had given him. But it's Satan is sly. So as we come in today into his throne room, we need to know that we have Jesus Christ on our side. Amen. And he's Jesus Christ. Right now we remember him as a baby, but he is the Savior who died, as Sharon said. And then he's the Savior who rose again.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just praise him in this place today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We honor and adore you in this place today. No weapon formed against us. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, in this season that we recognize you as the coming King, as a baby in a manger. But, Lord, there was a heavenly rejoicing when you came to save mankind. Lord, you gave up everything for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made first to come as a babe and then to grow as a man and to die on a cross for us. Lord, I thank you that you are victorious and you sit on a throne. That is wonderful and marvelous. Lord, you are our mighty God, our mighty God.
Father God, Christmas means so much to all of us, so many different ways, so many different things. All of us literally have hundreds of memories of Christmases in the past, of people that we've been with. Lord, all of us could talk the rest of the day with Christmas memories and your goodness in our life. And Lord, I just keep coming back to this verse for the last month. It's the verse out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Father God, as we get ready to go into a little bit more of the service, and I'm going to talk about some things, Father, I just pray for a fresh revelation in all of our hearts of this Jesus that you describe through Isaiah. This Jesus who was a baby, who was your son that was given to us, who is the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Literally, Father, literally, I run out of words. And even if I had the whole Webster's Dictionary memorized, I wouldn't have enough words or the right words to describe our amazing Savior. And so, Lord, I pray for a fresh revelation in all of our hearts of the Christmas miracle, which was our Savior born to a virgin. Would you please do that, Lord? Fresh revelation. Fill us with joy of this amazing miracle of our Savior. And Lord, I pray that you'd give us real supernatural power to live out of that joy and share that story with someone around us today, this week, and next Saturday. Would you please help us to do that? I ask this in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. So I'm going to release the kids and the children's church workers, and then I'm going to be calling you guys in towards the end of the service. And then the kids are going to share something with all of us when they come back in. So I think they're on their way out.